Tomorrow, voting begins for Kraft Hockeyville. And West Lorne, they have put in the effort. No matter what happens, they have put in the effort. Congratulations to everybody involved. Let's hear from Kevin Summers, who is the president of Minor Hockey with West Lorne Minor Hockey, one of the four finalists for Kraft Hockeyville, $250,000 hosting an NHL exhibition game. We sat down and talked to Kevin about whether or not he's feeling any nerves.
Nervous, excited, you know. It's been buzzing around town. The town's been crazy. Everybody's pouring in their support. We've got a ton of volunteers, so it's hard to be anything but excited right now.
Well, you've done an amazing job, you and everybody else, all the volunteers that you're talking about, because this seems like it's everywhere, and it's not just West Lorne talking about it. You walk down London, I saw a flyer that was somewhere as I was walking by Budweiser Gardens, and it was saying, hey, Kraft Hockeyville, West Lorne. So it is absolutely everywhere. And you got a video tribute from someone who is also rooting you on from a little further away. Who is that from?
Yeah, we just got a video tribute today from Bo Horvat, talking about his time in West Lorne. We've had a bunch of others from other junior players and OHL players that have gone up, Mike Oliveira and a whole bunch of players that are talking about their time when they started and playing in the arena and being a Comet as a young kid and what it meant to them. So it's really, really something special.
Kevin Summers joining us, president of West Lorne Minor Hockey, as we wait to see who wins Kraft Hockeyville for 2023. West Lorne is down to the final four. Kevin, the voting starts on Friday. So give us the details on voting. What's happening?
Yeah, it starts Friday morning at 9 a.m. and ends Saturday at 5 p.m. They tally the votes. We got Sportsnet and a whole bunch of different news crews that are going to be out in West Lorne filming. They make the announcement during the hockey game on Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday night. So we're just really encouraging people. Like, it's the hype is awesome. Everybody knowing about it's awesome, but you know, Friday and Saturday, if you're standing in line, you're going to be scrolling through your phone. Take the time to click on that button, you know, while you're watching a hockey game. Take the time to just pop over and click on that button, because that's what decides where we go from here and whether we win or not, is how many people click the button. And you can click it as many times as you want. So if you're sitting around and don't really have much to do, just keep on hitting it and thinking about the Comets and what it means to us.
Well, you can either Google Kraft Hockeyville, you can go to crafthockeyville.ca, and it will take you right to that page. And as Kevin says, it's not just a one-time vote. You can vote as many times as you want. So, yeah, if you're sitting around an arena and you're looking for, you know, a little way to pass the time as some of your kids or grandkids are skating around on the ice, this is a way to do it. So it is Friday starting at 9 until Saturday at 5.
Correct, yep.
Okay, 9 on Friday a.m. until Saturday at 5. So a little over 24 hours to get all the votes that you need.
Yeah, I think it works out to pretty much 32 hours there. So there's going to be a lot happening. So, yeah, take the time and press that button. We'd appreciate every press that we can get.
Kevin, you know that you're down to the final four, but let's put this to you. Why is it that you think West Lorne should be the winner of Kraft Hockeyville in 2023?
I think that, you know, Kraft Hockeyville it's all about rallying behind a community. It's kind of what the competition's all about with the voting and stuff like that. I think our community in the last, you know, week is truly showing its true colors. There's the term small but mighty that keeps coming out that Coach Rob from our U19 last year came up with when they won the Silver Stick Finals in Park Hill. But I think that's what our community is really, really showing. Everybody's, you know, really amped everything up. You drive through town, there's black and gold everywhere. You can't go anywhere without seeing somebody talking about Kraft Hockeyville. And, you know, Mike Oliveira, he sent us a video of support, and I think he kind of said it best. If you can inspire just one kid that maybe never even thought about playing, all of a sudden wants to strap on his skates, then we've done our job. So Kraft Hockeyville is really bringing it to people that maybe wouldn't have thought about it. And, you know, if we can get one kid out of this that joins next year that maybe wouldn't have, then we're doing our job.
Let's make it happen. Kevin, thank you so much. And again, congratulations to you and everybody else who has been helping out with this, because you really have made it everywhere.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we've got a great team. Last night they were still at the rink at 9:30 and work until 11:30 at night, some of them. So there's a lot of people that have poured a lot of heart and soul into this, and I can't thank all our volunteers enough.
Great stuff. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Kevin Summers, president of West Lorne Minor Hockey. And, yeah, this is big. This is big because the game could be played outside of West Lorne, could even be played in St. Thomas. So get there to crafthockeyville.ca, vote as many times as you can, and we could get an NHL preseason game right close to London, Ontario, right in this very area.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.